Nobody is responsible except you. Nobody can make you angry, and nobody can make you happy. You become happy on your own, you become angry on your own, you become sad on your own. Unless you realize this, you will always remain a slave. The mastery of oneself comes when one realizes that I am absolutely responsible for whatsoever happens to me. Whatsoever unconditionally happens, I am responsible absolutely. In the beginning, everybody is responsible, totally responsible for his own being, behavior. In the beginning, it will give you a very depressed mood that I am responsible, because you have always been thinking that you want to be happy. How can you be responsible for your unhappiness? You always desire blissfulness. How can you be angry on your own? And because of this, you throw the responsibility on the other. But if you go on throwing responsibility on the other, remember, you will always remain a slave, because nobody can change the other. How can you change the other? Has everybody ever changed the other? One of the most unfulfilled wishes in the world, to change the other. Nobody has ever done that. It is impossible, because the other exists in his own right. You cannot change. If you go on throwing responsibility on the other, you cannot change the other. And because you throw the responsibility on the other, you will never look that the basic responsibility is yours, and the basic change is needed there inside you. This is how you are trapped. If you start thinking that you are responsible for all your actions, for all your moods, in the beginning a depression will take over. But if you can pass through that depression, soon you will feel light, because now you are freed from the other. Now you can work on your own. You can be free. You can be happy, even if the whole world is unhappy and unfree. That makes no difference. Otherwise, how a Buddha is possible? And how a Patanjali is possible? How I am possible? The whole world is the same. It is just the same as it is for you. But Krishna goes on dancing and singing. He is freed. And the first freedom is to drop throwing responsibility on the other. The first freedom is to know that you are responsible. Then many things become immediately possible. The whole philosophy of karma is that you are responsible. Whatsoever you have sown in the past, you are reaping it.